Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hello, everybody.
Now, this week you started off by sharing the bridge of a beautiful song, which is called A Beautiful, What a Beautiful Name.
Yes.
That many people may have heard, and it is a lovely song. And you were sharing how the bridge words, they struck you.
Yeah.
And what about them really spoke to you?
Well, I guess I'd never thought about God having no rival, because we do feel like the enemy is his rival, but he's not, because he's not an equal rival.
Mm.
He's not. It's not an equal competition because God has won the battle.
Mm.
He's just an adversary.
Yeah,
he is an enemy, but he's not the a rival.
Yeah. So I'll just read the bridge so that people will remember what we're talking about. So the bridge in this song, the second half of it says, "You have no rival, you have no equal. Now and forever, God, you reign. Yours is the kingdom, yours is the glory, yours is the name above all names." And so that's the bit that really struck you, that God doesn't have any equals, which I probably haven't thought about it in the same way either.
Well, I know he's not that he has no equal,
but
I never thought the same as the no rival.
Because you then shared, or you spoke about how in this world we have so many rivals and there are so many rivalries. And it's true. Like, I was thinking about how you and I particularly, we love at the Olympics, we love watching the swimming.
Yes.
And there's always the build-ups, particularly for our coverage here in Australia.
The different teams.
Yeah, of the different teams. And Australia does well at the swimming.
Yes.
So, you know, we're usually pretty good at that. But then there's always like a swimmer that we'll have here and maybe an American, or even sometimes there's been some Irish swimmers, no, South African swimmers who've been good at their particular stroke.
Yeah.
And so there's this rivalry of who will, you know.
Competitiveness.
Yeah, competitiveness.
Who's going to win,
yeah.
Who's going to be the best.
And so that's the kind of the one that kind of came from to my mind in terms of a sporting one. You mentioned there's a sibling rivalry.
Sometimes there is,
in
yeah.
your family. I was thinking at school in our own year group, at times there was different rivalries depending on what subject you were doing at school.
Yep.
The next thing that came to my mind, which is not always a positive one, is politicians.
Yes.
There's a rivalry of obviously trying to win the public
vote. Isn't that what elections?
Yeah, that's right.
They try and get you to vote for them and not the opposition.
Yeah. So there's that rivalry. Work rivalry.
Yes.
Now, some of them can be good, but
some of them can be very nasty.
Yeah. I remember years ago when I worked at pharmacy, a lot of it was like who could do the better sales. And, you know, if someone had a customer who came in who wanted the perfume that was a bit more expensive, someone said, "Oh, that's my customer." And they'd go and get it.
They
know?
Would.
This is sales rivalry. But then what I thought was interesting that I probably hadn't thought about was that you then said that's a contest between two equals. So often a rivalry is between
similar.
Two similar.
Yeah.
Like I hadn't really thought about it like that. But you're right, because often they may be two people who are actually good at the same
similar
thing.
Similar abilities. Well, in swimming,
which
they're going for the
example.
Same stroke and the similar times. And it's like, well, who's going to be the best in this meet?
Yeah.
Whereas in another swimming challenge, the other one might win.
But then we say that God has no equals and he has no rival, because there is no one or thing
above God.
That
God is it.
That can compete.
No.
You know? And so I thought, well, what does that really mean for us? So how do we take that understanding and go, well, what does that mean for me?
It means
in
wow.
Yeah.
Wow for us. If we're following our God, who is the best.
Mm.
And he wants the best for us, we're only going to get the best.
Mm.
And you can go, oh, but look at my circumstances. You know, this person got the promotion and rivalry.
Yep.
I wanted the promotion. Mm. They got it. You know, I didn't get this situation or this is happening, whatever. But that's we're not looking at that.
Mm.
We're looking at, because God is ultimately concerned about you. Yes, and part of you is your job, your career, your life, your existence, where you live, getting food on your table. But it's about the internal you.
Mm.
And he sometimes maybe didn't give you that promotion and job because he realized it wasn't going to be the best for you in the long run. Maybe it would be put too much pressure on you. You'd be so stressed out about it. It wouldn't help you in your maybe family circumstances or whatever. We don't know the reason sometimes why. But this knowing that we are following and loving our God who is the best, the ultimate, we can only get benefit from it.
Yeah. So a God who is above every other name, who is the ultimate, he also wants a relationship with me. So it's bringing it down to, oh, yeah, me. He wants to know me.
I'm that important to him.
To him, that he wants to, like you said, be on our side and he loves us. And I think then in reminding ourselves of that, we then therefore need to remind ourselves, so when we're in a challenging time, hey, wait, I've got a God who's on my side. You know the scripture, if God's for me, who could be against me?
Yes, yes.
You know, this is the God of the universe that who wants win. To fight for me
yes.
when I'm going through a tough time, when there's circumstances that come. He wants to encourage me. And so you shared in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 12, and to be honest, I'm not sure I've heard these scriptures before until you shared them. And I like how you stopped after a few verses and then you, I suppose, explained a bit more in your own words of, like, do you know who this God is that we're, like, you know, praising? So the first, verse 12, I should say, is, who has measured the waters in the hollow of his hand and marked off the heavens with a span, enclosed the dust of the earth in a measure and weighed the mountains in scales and the hills in a balance? So here we're talking about a God as creator, but who has, the way I see it when it says the hills in a balance, it's like everything's in sync. You know, everything he's made just right.
Yeah, but it also means, though, I saw it more as he can take all the mountains, because he can take the water into his cup of his hand. He can take all the mountains and put it on his scale, his balance, his weighing machine.
Yes.
And he knows even how much they weigh.
Yeah.
How much high, tall, you know, they go, oh, the tallest is 1,400 feet you know.
God, he knows already, the measurements.
He already knows. Yeah. He doesn't have to go measure it.
Yeah. And then how you showed, like, your hand span. That is like the span of the heavens that God, you know,
can
in
you imagine
his own hand.
This huge hand of God.
Mm.
And that we're imagining a huge hand of God.
Yeah.
Because it just trying to give you the concept.
Yeah.
Yes. And he can put it across the whole heavens, the whole earth, the whole universe, whatever was created.
Yeah. And you just go, whoa.
Yes.
And then verse 13, this probably is what started to strike me more, was who has directed the Spirit of the Lord, or as his counselor has instructed him? So if no one has directed the Spirit of the Lord and no one's counseled him.
Or instructed him.
Or told him what,
He is it.
He is Lord. Because if someone had
he's
over
the
him,
instructor.
Then that would be God.
Yes.
Whereas I need a lot of direction. I do. So verse 14, it continues, who did he consult for his enlightenment and who taught him the path of justice? Our God is a God of justice. He already knows.
He wrote the rules.
Yeah.
Nobody else wrote them for him.
Mm.
He decided it all.
Mm.
But the ultimate that gets me is he loved us 100% and he still does every day of every second.
Mm.
100% full on.
Mm.
He's not like us where our feelings come and go and, you know, we're for people 1 minute and maybe against people the next, or, you know, our feelings.
Yeah.
He's 100% focused on us.
And I've written on my notes here, the great I am.
Yes.
That's who he is. Like when he says to Moses, I am.
How else could he describe himself?
Yeah, that's right. That's who I am.
Just me.
It's me. Yeah, it's me, guys. I am. So the weekly challenge that I've written down is we need to remind ourselves that God is on our side and wants to fight for us.
Yes. We forget.
And how often do we just do it in our own strength?
Oh, so often. So
and
often.
Here we've got the God who is the counselor. Like yeah. there's no one counseling him. He's got it all.
Yeah.
And
do we go into then to him for counsel?
Yeah.
Nah. Mm. We so often do it ourselves.
I think sometimes it's because for me, I know there are some things I'm like, oh, I don't need to bother God with that.
He wants to be bothered.
I mean?
Yeah. He wants to be bothered.
But it's just something small. So
I can
like,
just imagine him yeah. going, oh, Em, yeah. if only you'd bothered and
me.
Told me and asked me.
Yes.
He
yeah.
knew.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And so isn't then it about, again, when we talk about this so often, about just being open and surrendered then
yes.
to him, which takes vulnerability to, you know, be open to that. So that's the weekly challenge, to remind ourselves that God is on our side and that he wants to fight
amen,
for
amen,
you.
Amen, amen, amen.
Yeah, Rosemary's amening. So we hope that that chat you have enjoyed, that it has helped you in your faith this week. And why don't you share with us your experience of God fighting for you on your side when you've
yeah,
gone through.
Give us some examples, because it encourages every woman who listens, every person, not just woman, women, yeah. you know, that, wow, God is there for us.
Mm, mm. So we hope that you have a wonderful week, and we look forward to chatting with you all again next week. Bye.
Bye, everybody.